Chancellor Sharp and I go back, way, way back. We served in the legislature together. Then he went to the Senate. We house trained him. Then he went to the Senate. Then he went to the Railroad Commission. And he has served with distinction. And to be honest with you, Chancellor, I mean, I appreciate you coming here and having this dialogue with all of us. But let me also remind you, we have a history. We have a history in South Texas of denying ourselves because we allow ourselves to get into conflicts. It took us well over 20 years to get a university in Corpus Christi because of our differences with Kingsville. 20 plus years before we ever got an institution, a four-year college in Corpus Christi. Let me take you back to the 60s. The University of Texas lost an opportunity 40 years ago for Pan American to be part of the University of Texas. But we saw something evil because all of a sudden, UT wanted Pan American and all those Mexicans that were down there. Those are the hard facts. Now, I could care less about the meetings that have taken place. Obviously, there's been some miscommunication. But we must not lose sight of the prize or the opportunity that lies ahead of us. And we ought to be able to vet it completely and then decide whether or not it's in our best interest. But I can tell you, just based on what I've been hearing, it is in our best interest. It is in our best interest to look at this situation and not allow the opportunity to pass us by. We've done that too many times, way too many times. I'm a little discouraged because he's saying it's no longer going to be me, it's going to have to come from us. Because I've known him for a long time, and he's very capable. I don't want us to lose that opportunity. Now, for this legislative session, obviously it's been made clear that it's dead. Dead. Unless all of a sudden we rise this situation from the dead and bring it back up and get behind it. So what does that mean? That means that we've got 2.5 more years to go before we even get the opportunity to decide whether we move forward or not. But what I'm telling you is that we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity, and we have an opportunity to vet this out between now and the next legislative session. It's unfortunate that we're not going to get a chance to deal with it because of the timing element. We go into session in January, and obviously there's a lot of distrust. There's a lot of animosity between us. I mean, we're pitting ourselves against each other, and it's terrible. We're losing sight of what it means to the future of South Texas. I don't have to tell you, you know it as good as anybody. The numbers are real. We have an opportunity to turn the clock if we're willing to pay attention and quit thinking that there's something evil and all this evilness that allows and plagues us for so long in our region. And we're sitting back and look what's happened in the valley with the creation, what the University of Texas is doing. So we do have a great opportunity. And let's hope that we don't lose sight of that and that we work together and to vet it out. And I'm glad that he's here answering all the tough questions. And I commend him for that. I would expect no less from him. And we should expect no less from him either. But at the same time, we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity there waiting for us, and it's a question of whether or not we're going to grab that ring and we're going to make it happen for the future generations yet to come. I don't have to tell you that for the last 14 sessions, I graduated from Texas A&I. The entire legislative delegation, when we created that university, had graduated from Texas A&I. And ever since, every legislative session, somebody still wants to take A&M away from Kingsville and take us back to Texas A&I. I mean, at some point, we got to be willing to set aside and look at what's real and what's in our best interest. And we have that opportunity today. And I think the healing starts today. I think the communication starts today along with a dialogue. Let's not lose out on this great opportunity that lies before us, to at least give it the opportunity to completely look at it and to vet it completely for the benefit of our region and for our children and our children's children. Thank you.
He was wrong on one thing.